K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, this is Caleb.
Caleb, what's going on?
Hi, Caleb.
Well, I'm telling something that happened to me recently. I went out with a girl that girl named Amber, actually, that I grew up with, someone I went to school with, and we kind of walked our separate ways after high school, but we reconnected last year when I moved back to Miamisburg after my divorce. So we got to talking and reconnecting, and that. So I ended up, I asked her out to dinner and a movie. Took her out to Chop House. I thought we had a great time.
Nice.
You have good taste, Caleb.
I like Chop House a lot.
All right. Me too, man. Me too. I thought she would like it too, and I think she did. I thought we had a good good dinner, a good conversation. Afterwards, she said she wasn't feeling too well, so we decided not to go to a movie, but she said she would call me, and that was about 3 weeks ago, and I haven't heard from her, so I was just wondering if you guys could help me out.
3 weeks? You haven't heard anything?
Yeah, nothing at all.
Have you tried to contact her?
I've tried to call her a couple times. I haven't heard anything back. I've left her a couple messages. You know, not too much. I didn't want to feel like I was pressing her too much. But
nothing.
I was kind of just trying to get in touch with her.
Dude, Chop House.
Yes.
Really?
I mean, Chop House, you earned points right there alone.
I was doing my best.
What's that soup they have there? It's really good soup.
French onion, like you like all the time?
I don't know. Whatever it is, it's really good. But all right, did you say her name? What's her name?
Her name's Amber.
Amber. Okay, so you want us to reach out to her?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Of course. All right, so hold on a second here. We're going to throw you on hold for a minute. We'll grab Amber's number. We'll call her.
All right, thanks, guys.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Caleb, did you get yourself a steak then, I assume?
What was it? What'd you get? What'd she get?
Oh, yeah. Well, we both got steak.
Ah, nice.
I mean, you got to get one. If you're going to Chop House, and you're not going to get any steak.
Brother has a good taste so far.
I like it. Did you do prime rib, filet? What'd you do?
I had the prime rib, and she had the filet.
I'd have been stealing a bite.
Can I have a bite?
Exactly. All right, well, hold on a second here. We're going to finish wrapping up her phone number. We'll see if we can get her on the line here, Caleb, okay? So be real quiet.
All right.
Hi, Amber?
Yes.
What's up, girl?
Hi.
I love doing that.
So confused.
Hey, it's Nancy and Fry Guy from the radio station K99.1 FM.
Okay.
How are you?
Good.
She doesn't listen, obviously.
No, you sound so confused right now, Amber.
Do you have a few seconds?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not going to bite, so we just want to talk to you real quick. We got a phone call from somebody. You go to Chop House recently? Well, about 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, like last month or something.
Yeah. You had filet.
Uh-huh.
Well, we do this thing called second date where somebody's gone on a first date with somebody, and if they thought there was a connection, and if they don't hear back, we try and help out. So that's what this is.
Yeah, we're reaching out to you to figure out why Caleb hasn't heard from you.
Yeah, so he asked us to call you.
Oh.
So, I mean, he asked, so anything kind of goes. You know what I'm saying?
You want to tell us what's going on?
Obviously a reason why you haven't called him back yet, right?
So I just tell you guys?
Yeah,
we're just okay. Trying to do a friendly phone call to figure out why you haven't called him back.
Yeah, so like, how did you guys end up going out? Give us the whole deal.
Well, you know, we went out and I was really excited. Oh boy, I was really excited to hear from him because it had been a while, and growing up, we'd always had a thing for each other, I think, or maybe it was just me. I don't know.
Aww.
But I was excited to see him and go to dinner. And, you know, we ordered drinks. The night started out really well. We have a lot in common. And then our food arrived.
He said you went to Chop House. That's a great place,
I mean,
right?
Yeah, the food arrived. Was it bad food?
Yeah. No, the experience of how the food was eaten was bad.
Okay.
I don't understand. What's that mean?
Yeah, it's not chopsticks at Chop House. So right, right. Deal?
Well, Caleb, he talks a lot, which is fantastic, because I'm not the best of talkers. But when he talks with his mouth wide open and filled with food. I mean, wide open. And I thought it was just, hey, the bread, the salad, but it was everything, including the steaks.
No.
Yum.
What'd you do?
Awful. Well, he's just talking and talking and eating, and the food is coming out of his mouth.
That was my next question. Was it flying?
I couldn't stand it, and I really politely asked him to close his mouth while he was chewing. I just said, hey, you know, there's some stuff, some food is falling out, and, you know, I didn't want him to choke. And he got really embarrassed, and I felt awful, and he apologized a lot and told me he was really nervous.
Well, you guys had known each other when you were little kids, so, I mean,
did he always eat like that?
Yeah, I mean, so that's not unusual.
I don't know that we were ever really around each other eating.
Okay.
Like, we didn't sit together. I'm trying to think of parties or something like that. Some of my friends said, how did you not know this about him? But I didn't, because that's a weird habit or thing.
So did he stop?
After I talked to him.
So did any end up on you?
No, I just got really grossed out. And I lost my appetite and, you know, like gag reflex started happening. It was just gross, especially when it's meat.
All right, I feel like I need to step in here and defend myself.
Who's this?
Yes,
this is Caleb.
Caleb, yeah.
Hi, Amber.
Oh, Caleb. I didn't know he was on the line.
That's
how it works.
That's how we do it.
Yeah.
I should have asked. I feel bad.
Well, no, he wanted us to call you.
I don't know why she keeps saying, maybe I was a little nervous at first, but, you know, once I was thinking about it, I don't chew with my mouth open. I mean, my mom didn't raise me like that.
Caleb,
I don't know why she keeps saying that. I mean,
put food in your mouth.
Even when
I brought
when
it
I'm
up,
eating,
it just kept happening.
I don't know why you're saying that. I mean,
are
come
you
on,
kidding
I mean,
me? And you
I
didn't
know chew with my
how
mouth
long
open and why you're saying this about me now on the radio?
How long it took the staff to clean the table?
Oh,
that didn't happen.
Cleaning the dishes?
I don't know what she's talking about. I don't know why she's complaining. She got a steak dinner out of it.
Yeah, some steak dinner. Not all of it.
Why not?
I had to stop eating because it was disgusting. Watching meat fall out of your mouth. It was disgusting. And then, and he ate mine.
What do you mean he ate yours?
He ate mine. When he went back to eating, and then I'm completely grossed out after being honest and trying to point this out to him, he started eating the rest of the steak off my plate.
So he did take bites, Fry, like you said.
Well, I'm not going to waste it.
Okay, fair enough.
It was a good steak.
His mouth open, and it's just flying out. I don't know how, if someone asked you nicely to not do that, how you can't adjust that behavior.
I really don't know what she's talking about. I thought I had my mouth closed. I've got great table manners.
Here he was talking to me, and he's going, ah, ah, ah,
ah. Ew.
How did you like that? Huh?
Was he trying to speak or what?
Yes. He was trying to tell me some story about his job. I got that much out of it. But I had no idea what he was saying exactly.
Well, Fry, I'm not sure how this is going to end. Then we can send him someplace besides dinner.
Yeah, maybe like ice cream or something. That's not so bad. But
Scene 75,
yeah,
maybe?
That's
I don't
fine.
Know,
but
you know?
Yeah, if you guys...
I feel like this call now, I feel bad. And I feel like I really tried to be polite about this and bring it up. And then to be told that it was something that he says he doesn't do when he does do it, I'm not crazy. So I will... Not even ice cream. No, I can't even imagine him eating that.
Well, but didn't even get a chance to offer, so that's a no on a second date then from you.
Yeah, no.
Caleb?
Well, I mean, I don't know what else to say. She said that she was my mouth open. I really don't do that. I don't know. She seems a little stuck up to me.
Okay, well.
You're just a pig.
Okay, I guess no second date right here. That's
Amber,
pretty.
Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
And Caleb, now you know.
Yeah. I appreciate it.